Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
But of me. At first, it was super cool because you're in high school.
Yeah.
And then you're like, do we really need a day to celebrate this? But then the last couple of years, it's become so mainstream that it is rather refreshing to kind of see so many people who maybe in past decades would have looked down their noses at those who chose to celebrate today, that it's kind of refreshing. So that's where I am right now. It's kind of refreshing. What?
I'm just trying to find a way to put into words the way that today makes me feel.
All right.
And it's kind of just appreciation. I would say that's the one word. I mean, for some, it's a way of life. So what are you really doing that differently on a day like today? Maybe you go to a little event. Maybe you stock up a little strong at the dispensary that day. But I think if you are into that lifestyle, the word that comes to mind is appreciating the plant. Appreciation.
Appreciation and respect, especially when you see how it has helped so many people overcome symptoms from chemotherapy, like nausea, chronic pain. Some mental conditions have been lessened, if you will. And from that perspective, it's hard not to feel pretty good about that, right? Is Cypress Hill the stoniest band of all the bands?
I don't know. As somebody who really entrenches himself in all things stonerism and specifically music, of their generation,
right?
I mean, I think that certain groups have kind of surpassed them in the way that they've made their entire existence about nothing but weed.
Good point. I'll get to your calls in a minute, but Christina on Twitter reminded me. She said, would you tell the story of when Cypress Hill showed up your studio and rolled one? I wish that was true, but they never showed up at my studio. My very first remote broadcast somewhere was at House of Blues in Orlando. That's the first time we went outside the studio to do a show. And they had a setup out on the patio, the porch, if you will. That's what they called it. And, you know, I was happy to do it. I didn't have any vision that we were going to talk to the band or anything like that. I just figured we were there to promote the brand new then House of Blues in Orlando. So let's do this. Well, it's about 6:50. My show starts at 7 p.m., and Adam Shipley, who ran the House of Blues at the time, comes up to our broadcast area and says, hey, man, do you want to interview the band? And I said, what? And he said, do you want to interview the band? I said, well, yeah. And the irony there, John, was that I knew that there would probably be heavy security at House of Blues because I know they're somewhat famous for, like, wanding people and really searching people before they go in. So I didn't bring anything. Like, I had brought nothing with me because I didn't want to do my show there, get patted down and have something so they'd, you know, arrest me or kick me out. So, of course, like any stoner, which is definitely what I was at the time, I was worried about how I was going to enjoy the Cypress Hill show without any weed.
Oh, man, that's a terrible feeling. If you are specifically a Cypress Hill show, really any concert, having to go into it without weed is bad, but a Cypress Hill show, you might as well just leave.
Right. Like I might as well just do my show and then get the hell out of there if I can't do it while I'm enjoying the plant that they celebrate and sing about. So when he asked if we wanted to interview them, I go upstairs and it's just like this album, Cypress Hill 3, Temples of Boom. They open up the door to the green room, which that's where performers get ready. I don't know if everybody knows that term. And it's like this moment right here. Doors open. My opening theme song is playing in my earphones that I've got on my massive radio headphones. It's the show, the same show you've heard before. That was my theme song. And I open the door and I look, and there's B Real from Cypress Hill, Sendog from Cypress Hill, DJ Muggs, Eric Bobo, who does percussion for them, who toured with the Beastie Boys and was on a couple of their albums. And they're looking at me. And at the time, I'm a skinny nerd. Now I'm a fat nerd with glasses. And they can't hear what I'm hearing, which is my radio show. But I'm about to do my radio show. So I go, hey, it's 7:03 on Real Radio. Time for the Drew Show. I'm Drew. If it's cool with Be Real, I'm going to go up and sit down and see if he'll talk to me live on the radio where he won't curse live on the radio. And he, like, Be Real nods. And so I go sit down. So don't you be stepping. Put your hands up and ask me, can I get a hit of what you're smoking? That's the lyric that rang in my head. Don't be stepping to me with your hands open, saying, can I get a hit of what you're smoking? He ain't got no kind of love for a brother who comes to the party with no bud. And there I am with only a microphone and no bud. Fortunately, he was well stocked in that area. And we start talking, and he's rolling joints like crazy. And I'm mentioning the fact that he's rolling joints, and he said, I can roll on one-handed. I said, no, you can't. And he takes his devil's lettuce.
On the air?
We're live on the air. Pours it into his hand, rolls it up with his left hand, and just snaps, and he's got a joint. Man.
I knew a guy that could do that. That's something special.
Oh, man, what a visual display. And so I look at him, and I go, that is amazing. And he goes, best in the West. And then he started passing it around. And, you know, I'm a responsible broadcaster. So on the air, I said, oh, no, thank you very much, but I'll politely decline. And grabbed a hold of it and just hit it like there was no tomorrow. And I have to say, I don't know if I've ever gotten high with anybody else famous in my entire life. That sits atop any getting high with celebrity story that I've ever been a part of or heard about. I'm not saying nobody listening has a better one. I'm just saying if you have one, it better be on a Be Real level or higher.
Unintended. Where do you hold Afro Man again?
I would say a couple of rungs below Cypress Hill in every way, shape, and form. I mean, he seems like a nice enough fella.
Well, I mean, unless you're a, you know, a lady who happens to hop up on stage at one of his shows. Kirk Lowe didn't work here at
Hemp TV. Where we're Cypress. Our number is 727-579-1025.
You mentioned the going to a concert without any weed thing.
Yeah.
So we were up in New York with Danielle's family, like shortly after we had gotten together, and we went to Times Square to see Martin Sexton, that guy that really, really love. And we're in Times Square at the Nokia Theater. I was just blown away by everything, but I like, this is going to be, there's no weed, you know, so it just sucks. And then sure enough, it's an indoor concert. And right before he's about to start, I go to the bathroom and I'm standing at the urinal and I just smell a little smell permeating from the stall, and I'm gonna shoot my shot. So I put my head over the stall and I said, I'm from Florida, I'm visiting my in-laws, please let me in. And these two bros that were in the stall burning down in their little smoke-free one hitter invited me in, took a couple rips, walked right back to the family, and it was one of the better concerts I've ever been to in my life.
You kids today, and I hate to be you kids today guy, but you kids today with your weed pens, you have no idea how easy and good you have it.
And I was lucky enough to, well, you too, to a certain extent, you've got to experience both. But yes, I mean, now you can legitimately rip your pen in, you know,
everywhere.
The produce section of Publix and nobody would know anything. So the game has been changed. But I realize there's something about the risk of it all. Like there's a generation of kids that'll never know that feeling that we grew up on.
Right. The sneak off somewhere, try to hit your one hitter or bowl before the cops can smell it. That whole thing. Feeling like you have to go 3 miles deep in the woods behind your house. And now, like you said, you're in the frozen foods aisle and they're hot boxing the snowbird frozen peas. And I don't want to say it was better back in the day because the weed definitely wasn't. But that romanticism of trying to do it surreptitiously is irreplaceable.
You know what? That's another thing about 420. The romantic nature of it all back to your youth, to me, comes rushing back. Like, those are the things that I think of more. I feel like I tap into 17-year-old John on this day to think how I thought about it then.
Yeah. Like, first couple of times you read High Times magazine, right?
I mean, it feels like that. There's no way in hell that could be illegal or legal. You wonder, how can this be? How is there a magazine talking about this?
That's exactly the feeling. 727-579-1025. If you had to rank of all the people that we're connected to on social media, who you'd want to burn down with?
Oh, wait, are we talking?
Not famous people, okay. But people who are into the show, people who tweet us every day. Because I didn't know that this person had never done it, and now she is at the top of my wish list.
Well, first I've got to try to set aside those that I already have. Sorry, Ride or Die TV.
He's on my list. Throw your set up in the sky. Because I'll give you mine. Maybe this will help you think.
I don't know who yours is, but mine just kind of popped into my head.
Who?
I was thinking maybe Dear Bubby.
That's what I was going to say.
Who it is?
She just said that she's never even inhaled. I'm not trying to push you towards that, Dear Bubby, but I'm just saying, if you ever were so inclined, I know a couple of fellas right here who would love to do that. I'm not saying it's going to turn into Dan Patrick Sports Center. I'm not saying it's not. K-Dubs on Twitter, those of you who never had to pick stems and seeds out of weed don't know how lucky you have it. Amen. And then some random hot lady on Twitter, oh yeah, I'm definitely from that era where we had to tape joints under our T-word for breasts.
Oh man, I'd like to smoke with her, you know what I'm saying?
Keep dreaming. Hi, it's Drew Garabo live. Waited until 2:17 to take phone calls to please my man John.
You've pleased me so much. I'm just skimming through my list of followers on Twitter to find out who else I'd like to burn tree with.
It's Dear Bubby. That's the other reason I asked. Hello, who are you?
Hey, this is Mike. It's okay. It was actually entertaining being on hold. I'm in the middle of working right now.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Just want to say,
what do you do for work?
No, sorry. I'd rather not say it since it's such a good day. You know.
Well, yeah, no, I don't.
I got two things I want to bring up before I want to let other callers get in. The first thing is a can of butter. Man, that is so nice to do. And you could do CBD kinds instead of THC. So you just drop it in the coffee or tea or whatever, and bam, you get your medicine that way.
I didn't even think about coffee. The can of butter and the magical butter machine, we had the creators on the show a couple of months ago. That is a fascinating concept that makes you feel so, like, Neanderthal, like, for every time you took a bag of shake and threw it into some bedding.
Speakerphone, sorry.
Oh, no, nobody knew.
No, I heard you the whole time. I just wanted to chime in and say I was on speakerphone in case you were going to tell me I was.
Okay.
Yeah, hell yeah. Medicated
forget
butter.
It, forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Hypothetically, I think you've, you know, like a bulletproof, like a medicated bulletproof.
Wait, I got to go to work. I just want to say last thing. Tara Reid, do you know who the rapper is?
She's a B-list actress at best. Not a
she.
John, Google it. Have a nice day, guys. It's T-E-R-R-O-R.
Oh, Tara Reid. Tara Reid is a rapper.
So confused.
Drew Grab Alive. Hello. Who are you?
Tara Reid.
Tara Reid.
I'm not even high, but that last caller confused me. I feel like I'm high right now.
What's up, Everett? You're on my list.
Oh yeah.
I actually have a question for John, but I will point out one thing. All the kids that have the vape pen that won't experience all the stuff back in the day, at least that they'll probably experience popcorn long in the next 20 years.
That's a good point.
That is true.
At least we're not talking like that.
Yes.
Maybe we are.
Yeah.
All right. So I had a question for John because I figured he'd be the best one to ask. 420 landing on Taco Tuesday, does it have more of a thing to it?
Ooh, good question.
I mean, I think anytime that happens, it's special. Yeah, I mean, I will be dining on tacos this evening, and I think that it pairs perfectly with a 420. I mean, who am I or any social construct, be it Taco Tuesday or not, to say on this 420 you should eat tacos. But I mean, they're a respectable option any day of the week, specifically 420.
And I think the fact that there happened to be a beautiful convergence today should be a message to anyone and everyone out there to eat tacos at the very least, even if you don't partake.
Definitely. You guys have a good one.
You too, Everett. I love Everett's ability to just get in and out.
How many people out there do you think, because Eric just said never smoked but ate a cookie a time or three. How many people out there in 2021 do you think are dabbling in edibles and never smoked anything? Because, you know, me, that was the complete opposite process. I probably didn't get a real edible until I was like 21 years old.
Same. I think there are so many more people now, perhaps even a certain Super Bowl winning quarterback after a boat parade, who would never smoke a left-handed cigarette in a million years, but have eaten an edible maybe when drunk on avocado tequila. Because with the variety of edibles now, not even just good tasting brownies and cookies, but everything from Nerd's Rope to sweet tarts to banana bread to medicated honey.
Literally anything.
Barbecue sauce.
Fudge.
I had an idea way before edibles became edibles and legal and all that. Fudge, by the way, thank you. For Stoney McBlaze's medicated barbecue sauce. I can't remember what the slogan was. I would talk about it from time to time on the In Your Face with Drew Garabo show. But it was Stoney McBlaze's barbecue, medicated barbecue sauce. Man, can you imagine slathering that on ribs and then eating medicated ribs?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now, I mean, it's also, you could whip yourself up a nice barbecue mix and then take some sort of concentrate and just stir it in. I mean, if you wanted to get the quick fix. Mm. Or actually, I know somebody who has olive oil that is infused. So you could just mix that with your barbecue sauce.
Like a garlic olive oil?
Something like that, from what I recall.
That sounds lovely.
Do you have vivid memories of places you've ever been kicked out of for smoking?
Yeah, zero.
Oh, okay. I endless. Endless places for me. I mean, like, I try to wrap my head around all of the places, and there's lots of them.
Wait, hold on. I have to back that off. I don't think it's zero. I just don't think I remember the times. I've never, not just me, but I've probably been parts of groups where they've said, come on. This is top five Cypress Hill songwriter. Drew Garabo Live, how can we help you?
Hey, guys, it's Scott.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, so it's like 1997, 1998, and I'm living in Southern California. I'm at a party with some of my friend's cousins. They're all girls, about 21 years old.
Pause right there. On the count of three, John, you're going to say who you think his story is about, and I'm going to say who I think his story is about, who he got high with. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, Snoop.
Willie Nelson.
Go ahead.
Drew got it. Yep, Drew got it.
Yeah, everybody who lies.
Ended up at Snoop's.
Everybody who lies about a weed story with a celebrity lies and goes Snoop. It's so
weird.
Why
is he lying?
I don't know. Just everybody who lies about a weed story, they lie about smoking with Snoop. It's cool.
I think it's usually Cypress Hill, actually.
All right, but go ahead. Yeah, tell us, please. Purely nonfiction.
Yep, surely. No, ended up at Snoop's house in Chino Hills with with Warren G. and a couple other people
who
were there.
Tupac, playing video games out. With them. Sure, Biggie was there. They were playing a little volleyball. Absolutely. Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison playing a little table tennis.
Snoop's wife made us grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yep.
Yep.
She gave you mouth love. Cool, thank you. Somebody, I won't say who. See, I must be at a different point in my life because now instead of girls DMing me nudes, girls DMing me edibles, and there's something super hot about it. Snickerdoodles.
Oh, yeah.
100 milligram snickerdoodles. Caramel apple chewies. Chocolate covered peanut butter. And you know what? Now I see why kids are getting a hold of these. Like, I used to think that was a an urban legend that didn't really happen. Imagine if you don't keep those under lock and key, and you, your 13, 14-year-old is just Snoop Doggy dogging around the house.
I've got a story in the joints that, that alleges that that is happening just at an insane rate now. Now, some of the stuff that's out there where you actually make it in the packaging that the candy is in, I don't necessarily see why that has to be the case.
It doesn't have to be the case. People just think it's super cool.
I guess, and well, you know, maybe, but I just... You're adding to the problem at that point. If you want to take away the argument of kids are going to eat them, then don't make it look exactly the damn same as the packaging on a candy bar.
You're doing nobody any favors, especially those that are aligned with you in your belief system, if you're marketing it or at least packaging it to where a kid could mistake it. You want to put it like poison. Poison.
Yeah, I poison. Think so. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it doesn't.
I must won't you?
I mean, I can't help that, you know, the kids got into my Trips Ahoy.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah, it is, actually. Little Cookies, Trips Ahoy. It looks just like Chips Ahoy.
Genius. Is it just weed in there, or is it also
no, not that, that I, as far as I know.
It should be weed and mushrooms.
It should be. It's a little misleading. If I think I'm going to trip, then, yeah, maybe if you eat all 500 millis. Josh Byers, this has got to be something near and dear to your heart. Are you even an advocate for this lovely holiday if you haven't scraped multiple bowls of resin to ensure you held over before pickup time?
You ever smoke seeds?
I've probably done it
on purpose.
Aren't they? Don't people say that seeds or stems will, like, mess up your neck? Is that a thing?
I always heard they would make you like make you sterile.
Oh, well, that makes sense too.
But I'm here to tell you, ain't true.
I don't know. It's been a few years.
Almost 18 of them. Let's do it, cause we're running out of time. This isn't a weed song. I just love this song. So resin was the stuff that you would, for you non-smokers out there or non-pathetic drug addicts, you would have to take a knife and scrape your bowl out, and it's this fine layer of black, sticky. You would think it would act like hash, but it would act like something that would be make you high for 5 minutes before you were filled with regret and paranoia.
Did you have a window of time where there was no place to get weed?
Oh, yeah.
Because that was the time frame where I remember that, when we had just got introduced to it, but nobody knew where to get it. But I think one of our friend's moms smoked, so we would go into the garage, and we would clean out her bowls for resin, and then the saddest part of all, and you want to talk about a drug addict, we would scrape the bottom of the drawer where she kept her paraphernalia and smoke whatever was in there.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Wow, that's on another level.
Yeah, I should be checked into rehab.
No, we were all there, John. Like, if you got low and then low and then low, and then you'd go searching for a bud, man, I'll never forget. I will never mention him by name, but I had been hanging out with this dude for a bit, and we were friends, not really super good friends, but friends. And then we were at a house party, and everybody there was lame, and so we go out to my Volkswagen GTI, and we just look through my ash because we're feeding for weed, even though he wasn't supposed to be doing that. We're fiending, and I go through the ashtray, and we found two big roaches. Not cockroaches, but roaches.
That might as well be gold at that point.
It was absolutely gold, and not even iron pyrite fool's gold. We put that into a bowl, and we, for years after that, would say, we found some amazing things in that ashtray. Drew Grab Alive, hello, who are you?
Non-addictive, though.
Oh, no way. Not physical. Hello?
Yeah, my name is Dick. Dick, hello?
Yes, hi, go ahead. No need to call my names.
Where are you?
What is going on there in the background?
Sorry.
I'm concerned.
I have a truck, and it's got some tall wheels. Even if I have my windows up, it still makes some noise.
That's a tall wheel wind dispersal? Is that what's going on there?
No, my windows are up. It's just it's my tires. They actually make noise when they drive. They kind of wind. You know what I mean? Like an all-terrain tire.
Okay. Wow. Something else going on there. What's up?
Yeah, man. I got to totally agree with you on. There's a little corner store that I go to, and they have these Skittles that are on the plexiglass where the cashier is, and it's got the Delta 8 or whatever it is.
Oh.
And you would never imagine it in your life how exactly the same it looks like a Skittles container or, you know, package, and it's full of the CBD or whatever it is, and our kid could just pick it up and eat it. Easily. I mean, not even think twice about it.
Dude, I didn't know there were Delta 8 edibles.
Oh, yeah.
I have a theory that Delta 8's just weed, and they're calling it Delta 8, because same plant, same process, same everything, but it just has, what, no THC or little THC?
Yeah, it's like they tweaked the molecular compound to make it legal, when really it's just, it's pretty much there. Oh, yeah, there's a, that's a whole thing now.
The Delta 8 edibles.
Yeah.
Well, they need to I hate to be this guy, but they should probably pass regulation that they can't.
Why?
They can't package it like, they can still make it.
Okay. Whew. I'm scared. Oh, jeez.
But you just can't package it like the original candy.
Well, and I agree 100% because that goes against everything that I think people are trying to fight for. But at the same time, it all comes down to the adult. I mean, if you are getting weed candy, like that needs to be locked up. Lock it up like you lock up your guns, you know, put it in a place where a kid could never find it. Because if a kid sees a package of candy, they're going to eat it, or at least eat some of it, probably.
You're probably best off packaging it as Brussels sprouts, asparagus, or some other vegetable that your kid won't eat, because they'll go, ew, gross. 727-579-1025. Medicated vegetables with olive oil.
Oh, yeah.
They have all those cooking with cannabis shows, and again, it just shows you where we are now, that it has permeated the mainstream culture so much that there are these elaborate cooking competitions.
Yeah, the sad side of that is, imagine if you're locked up in prison for 75 years on a weed charge, and you look at the rest of the world laughing and having fun watching weed cooking shows on Viceland.
My mind usually doesn't go to such places.
Yeah, well, you know.
Do you see the apparatus that Matt Lost Ranger just tweeted out?
Yeah, and it reminded me not exactly of that.
Biggest lung burner in the world.
They used to just sockets.
Huh?
Just a socket. You just load up the end of a socket.
Oh. You smoked out of an apple.
Oh, yes. That's one of my... I'm just trying to figure out, you know, where to go. Many, many years ago, my friend Drew and I... Sorry.
That's the way they make me spit out on my coffee. 727-579-1025. Drew Graba live. Hello, who are you?
Hey, what's up, dudes?
There he is.
There we go.
You're way on my list, Fritzy. I would love... Hey, did your sister go out for sushi last night?
I don't think so.
I thought she did. I think she was at the sushi place near my house, if I'm not mistaken. I think we're friends.
Are you
on
joking?
We're friends on Facebook. And his sister put up a photograph of her taking some kid out for sushi or whatever. And I was like, oh, I think they're near my crib.
By the way, I wasn't thinking people that weren't on social media. With no exaggeration, Fritz is number one on my list.
Fritz.
Yes. Right on the front porch, natty ice in hand, cats scurrying around our feet. That's it. That's the dream.
Dude, same here. Fritz, yeah, I would smoke you out until you couldn't see a thing, bro.
I feel honored, dudes. But I just wanted to add to the topic. You know, this is nothing new. Back in like 77, you know, I had this book. It's called The High Times Encyclopedia of Psychoactive Substances. And I learned a lot out of that. So one day I took a dime bag of, you know, just dirt weed. Uh-huh. I mean, it was fairly decent Mexican, but and I sauteed it in butter. Because THC is soluble in alcohol or fat. And, you know, I use that to make four huge cookies, right? Okay. And me and my buddy each ate two. Man, it really worked. It really did.
It's a great story, Fritz. It's a classic Fritz tale.
I love it. He cooked up some weed and got really high.
Thanks, buddy. Today's the day for that.
Exactly.
For sure. Thanks, Fritzy.
Love you guys.
Love you back, man.
I don't know if you've ever heard the story, but another person that's very near and dear to the show, maybe presidential, some would say, he ate an edible and physically fell out on an airplane to the point where he woke up surrounded by the stewardess and wondering if they needed to turn the plane around.
That happens. And for those of you who feel like you're living in some strange land today on 420 with so many people talking about things with which you can't relate, if you ever do find yourself in that situation, I know that 10 milligrams doesn't seem like a lot of anything. Probably plenty for your first try.
Well, and people will argue this point, but I will die on this hill currently. It 10 milligrams here is not 10 milligrams there. 50 here is not 50 there. Whatever that means, you've got to take that specific thing and you've got to figure that thing out for yourself, because nothing is the same anywhere, even if some people want to tell you that it is.
Correct. And if you're a bigger fella or lady, then, you know, that might not be sufficient. You might need a little bit more. How much more? I have no idea. By the way, I just thought of a thing. Show us your rigs. I don't want to mention her name just in case she wants to remain anonymous, but some lady just tweeted me a plants versus zombies water pipe. Oh, wait. We can call them bongs here without getting kicked out of the store. Yeah. Did you ever just walk into one and just yell bong and make them kick you out?
Not on purpose, but that happened to me. I don't know what the name of it is, but it's really, really nice. It's over by Busch Gardens. And I walked in there and I said, I didn't say bong. I said steamroller. That's what I was looking for. You know those?
Where toilet paper thing?
No. It's like it's got just a big hole on the end.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just say, and I said steamroller. And he was like, you got to go, bro.
You got to go?
Yeah.
For steamroller.
Steamroller.
Do you think you're like Johnny Depp from 21 Jump Street?
I don't know. I mean, I don't look very police-like.
I would say you look less police-like than just about anybody I know.
Yeah,
except maybe for the cops I know.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I look so much not like a cop that he figured I had to be one.
Yeah, you're like Huggy Bear. You're definitely like a paid informant.
He's like, this guy can't be real. Get the hell out of here.
727-579-1025. I would just always laugh so hard because you could buy them there, but if you were to go anything other than, I would like that water pipe with the express purpose for smoking tobacco, please. Then they'd ask you to leave. Please do not use the word bong, chamber, one hitter, you know. Let's come back. And I think we'll have our first shout out your sexy of the day, if that's all right, John. I feel like getting a little creative,
yeah,
a little
let's
fun
do it.
Today. We'll continue to take your phone calls on this national holiday. I was wrong. Thank you, Fritzy's sister. I swore I thought that on her Facebook she had checked in, but clearly that was someone else. Credit unions, they've been around since, the dawn of time itself. Achieva started in 1937, and there are so many differences between banks and credit unions. A local focus, so with Achieva, you got the call center, offices, loans right here in Tampa Bay. I've been to their facility. It's magnificent. Unfortunately, the apiary, no longer there. If you're going there looking for bees and honey, you won't find it, but what you will find is industrious worker after industrious worker making customer service the number one priority. If you go into any bank and then Achieva, you'll definitely experience the difference. Every single charitable effort that we have, David from Achieva can't wait to partner up with us, including down to merch, details at theboneonline.com. And that means so much to me. And it's not just us either. Achieva's given over $1 million to local schools for grants and scholarships to help youth and education. You can get a better rate on a loan, a mortgage a lot of the time, and you still got great technology like mobile banking. Go to AchievaCU.com to learn everything you need to know and so much more. AchievaCU.com.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.